Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to give you as much information about your garden and that type of thing as much as we can. We don't need the phone number today. We are doing a live taping of this as I'm out for a bit. I'll be back soon, but I'm out for a bit, so I wanted to give you some live content so you weren't listening to, you know, a bunch of best of, right? You probably get a little bit of that here and there, but I wanted to give you as much content as you can. And being as it is, you know, December 10th, middle of December, we, you know, we're in full Christmas mode, right? We are ready for the season. You know, I won't be able to tell you the weather like I always do, but just the long and short of it, looking at ahead from when we've taped it, it's probably not going to be tons of frozen stuff out there. Some areas, yes. But that means you can still decorate outside. You can still make it festive. You know, a lot of people will, you know, just get started early in November, right? They'll start the first, you know, couple weeks in November. Put wreaths up, put garland up, decorate their pots, decorate, you know, just around the house, all those different things. And it's a great time of year for this. And it is so enjoyable because we can still use some of our plants, right? You know, some of our plants, not necessarily indoors, but some of the cut greens, some of the, you know, the different branches, some of the birch twigs, the red twig dogwood, some of the holly berries, some of the the winterberry, all those different things we can definitely try and use outside, right? Now, if you have containers outside and the soil hasn't frozen yet, definitely, I would say put in a bunch of different greens, you know, even if it's just balsam, and add some sticks into it, just liven it up a little bit. Now, if it's one of those plants where, you know, you have an annual that you're saying, you know what, I'm not bringing it inside, but I'm not going to take it out of the pot either. Well, fill that container up. You know, cut back the plant so it's small. And then fill that container up with greens and sticks and branches and decorations and leave it outside. You know, it might not necessarily come back for you next year, but it's better than having to dump that pot out and throw it into the woods. You get another season of this. And then, when it's done, take those branches, take those balsam branches, the sticks, whatever. Cover some of your perennials that you just didn't get to cover. Use all of these things to protect your plants, right? Definitely might as well do it. You know, the wreaths that you use, the garland that you use, you might as well just use it. You know, the wreaths, you know, make sure you take the decorations off of everything. You know, throw those away, the plastic stuff or whatever, even if it's live stuff. You know, pine cones, some of those pine cones that you're using maybe are more like artificial, even though they're real, they might be a little bit more artificial, right? Those probably shouldn't stay out in the over your perennial beds. Because here's what I'm thinking, right? You leave all these things out there, the animals that are active might start grabbing at some of these things. We don't want any of that artificial stuff to get to those animals. We want to protect them out there. Yeah, they probably eat your, you know, your hostas, your hedges in the spring, but hey, they're getting through the winter outside when we're inside. So we want to make sure that at least they're safe. So when it comes to those wreaths, those garlands, you can use them in the garden to cover any of those perennials. Just take off some of that artificial stuff. You know, take the bow off. Take those things. They're going to start to break down as it is. You know, do you have to take it off of the wreath? You know, off of that ring? Not necessarily. You could if you want. But the fact of the matter is you definitely want to use it as protection. You know, you already paid for it. It's free. It's not really free because you paid for it. But it's like a free extra cover for your plants. So, something to be thinking about when it comes to the end of the season. You know, we're using this and decorating. Might as well continue on, right? The other thing I want you guys to think about, and this is one of those things we think about just at the last minute. When it comes to your Christmas tree that you've brought indoors. Don't necessarily say, all right, I'm going to throw it on the curb at the end of the season and I'm going to get rid of it that way. Now, if you live in a wooded area, use that Christmas tree, whatever style you got, as long as it's a lot, you know, was once live, not a artificial tree, throw it into the woods. And I want you to leave it at just a little bit of an angle, maybe lean it up against a tree or a couple trees or a bush or something. Leave it out there. Make sure, again, you take all those ornaments, everything off of it. And then place it in the woods because you are helping the habitat for any of the living creatures out there. Help protect them. Hey, you can still use that tree if you wanted to cover up some of your perennial beds, your garden beds. If you want, cut all the branches up so it spreads out a little bit more and use those to cover, right? You know, not every town has an area where you can just dump the Christmas tree and then they'll go chip them and create mulch into a compost, right? Not every town has it. So check into it. These are all things we want to be able to give back a little bit and use again. You know, it's not just about this season. We always think when it comes to our gardens and everything we do, we're all about this season. And one of the things that I feel like I've done a lot of talking about in the past few years here is going into that next season with something, not just doing one season at a time, thinking about the next seasons and what you can do and help protect, you know, those small insects, those small animals, your plants, your lawn, all those things. So it's just something else to be thinking about. We talk all the time about the different programs that are out there, you know, the different ideas, the no mow May, leave the leaves, you know, all those different types. This is part of it. This is part of just continuing on and leaving those Christmas trees out in the wild. You know, there are some farms out there. You might be able to contact a local farm and say, hey, do you use Christmas trees for anything to build a shelter or anything like that? Or maybe you live by the beach. Some beaches use Christmas trees for like erosion control. Let's just throw them all in big piles and help with some of that erosion control. So it's not just let's put it up for the season, enjoy it. Let's do something else with it. And that's why it's also important to make sure you take care of the tree while you have it, right? And making sure that it doesn't get crispy. And so, you know, you're not only being able to take it out easy, you're not hitting every doorway on the way out and all the branches fall out as soon as you get, you know, outside. There's no needles left on the tree. They're all in your house. But by protecting it, we're bringing it outside. Then we're going to protect our plants. We're going to protect the environment. We're going to protect a number of different things. So that's another reason to protect your tree by watering it. I mean, the major reason, obviously, is we don't want a fire in the house. I mean, that goes without saying. But the fact of the matter here is we've got to think about a few things. Now, coming up in a, you know, in a bit, in the 8 o'clock hour, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to join us. She's going to join us for a full hour. It's going to be awesome. Great information, as always. But we're going to talk about using protolizer in your Christmas tree and helping protect the Christmas tree and making it last longer for you. So if you're just getting it up and you want to leave it, you know, until little Christmas, you know, into January, hey, this is one way to go. And by using the natural alternative protolizer, it can help you. And we'll discuss that, like I said, in the 8 o'clock hour with Karen from Natural Alternative. So we look forward to that. As always, such great information. So stay tuned for that. When we get back, we'll talk more of some things we can be doing this time of year. And, you know, talking about Christmas and the different decorations we have, all those things. So definitely stay tuned. We'll be here for the 4 hours today with live info. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Listening to a live taped show. I am out for a bit, but I wanted to give you some live content. So definitely stay tuned to us for the 4 hours. We'll have all new information, and we'll be just talking about all things Christmas, all different types of, you know, things that we can think about at this time of year, being, you know, mid-December. And we're in that holiday season, holiday feel, you know, so we talked about protecting your plants with all of your investment that you use to decorate, right? That's something to be thinking about and to be using. Now, you know, one thing I want to remind you of, you know, we decorate with lights outside, right? We put lights on trees, we put them on shrubs, we put them on, you know, different decorations. One thing I want you to just think about. When you're lighting up the tree and it's really, really cold out, or there's snow on the tree or shrub, depending upon the light, you know, the old style lights would warm up and melt some of that snow. Some of the newer, not so much. But just keep your eye on it, right? Because if it's melting snow on the branches or on the shrub, what else is it doing? It's warming up the plant. Now, if you were to put this something like on a rhododendron that has all its buds for next season already, and you get some of those lights that will put off some heat, just think about it. You're warming up a bud on a plant that should be dormant. So if it gets snow on it and you warm it up, you're almost cooking that bud. Now, again, not all the lights are that way, but I know people who have had the same lights for years upon years. They just put them back out. You know, they don't make them like they used to, right? I mean, they make them LED now, but they don't make them like they used to. So just something to be thinking about when it comes to your plants, right? Just protecting them. And maybe, just maybe, on some of those real, real cold days, don't turn the lights on if they're the lights that warm up. We want to protect them. We want to take care of them. Now, at this point, you know, hopefully with those plants, you know, you've already sprayed a wilt proof or a wilt stop or one of those things. So I want you to be able to, to realize that what it's there for, right? What we've done for it, you know, why we did this. So we're spraying a wilt stop or a wilt proof, one of those products, to hold the moisture into the plants. We're keeping that moisture where it needs to be, so when the winter winds hit, it doesn't push the moisture out of the plant. It keeps it right where it needs to be. So hopefully you've done it. But in the next few weeks, if you haven't done it, look for a day where it's above 45 degrees. So above 45 degrees is a perfect day to spray wilt proof or wilt stop. And spray it all over your evergreens. And when I say evergreens, I'm talking more of your, you know, leaf-type evergreens, such as the rhododendron, your azalea, your pyrus, your boxwood, your hollies, right? Those are the guys we're looking at taking care of. Because when they get hit by the wind over the winter, they really dry out. They really have some, they have some problems because of winter months. Because the winter months is that cold, dry wind. It's not a wet, there's not moisture in it. There's not humidity, right? So all it's doing is drying out your plants. All it's doing is really causing damage for future. So that's why we want to make sure, if you haven't already, spray your evergreens with wilt stop or wilt proof. And now, you don't just have to use it on the plants outside. You can use that on the Christmas tree as well. So it's definitely something that has multiple uses. It's not just a one and done type thing here. So, well, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, more things we can be doing this time of the year in our garden, outside, inside. We're talking Christmas. We're talking all different things. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, more information for your garden. Be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Update. This Sunday, at least 6 people have been killed and more than 20 hurt as a monster tornado tears across Tennessee. Homes and businesses destroyed, the wind so powerful, cars and trucks tossed. Damage reported in Madison, Hendersonville, Rutherford, Clarksville, and Nashville. In other news, an Ivy League school loses a controversial leader. The president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill, resigning after a huge backlash. Donors, alumni, and students have been pressuring her to step down after her abysmal performance on Capitol Hill, where she was unable to answer to her inaction about anti-Semitism on campus. Her comments sparking public outrage. 2 other university presidents at Harvard and MIT also facing calls to leave their posts as Jewish students come forward with their concerns about the rise of anti-Semitism on their campuses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This show right for you, taping a little early, but we're talking a lot of things to do in the yard in December, Christmas months. You know, we talked about a little bit of wilt proof, wilt stop. We talked about, you know, using different plants, the greens, everything outside. Now, this time of year, you know, once the ground has kind of frozen a bit, you know, we're obviously not doing a lot to it. But there are still things that we can look at doing, right? We have any major, you know, issues on the lawn where tree branches fall or, you know, there's heavy leaves over certain areas. We can definitely do some cleanup on them, right? We do want to make sure that if we're walking on the lawn and doing some of these projects, it's not a day where the ground's like frozen solid, right? Because your grass can actually break. Did you know, like, your grass can actually break when it's frozen like that? And so if you walk over this and just continue to walk over it and do yard work on a day where the ground is frozen, you're going to start the spring not knowing, what happened? I've done everything I normally do, but this year my lawn is just damaged. And I just can't get some of the grass to grow. You know, definitely something to be thinking about this time of year, because our lawn needs to be protected like that. Right? Definitely needs to be taken care of. And making sure we don't walk over it is a good thing to do. Right? So we've got that to think about. The other things we can be doing, we can always be doing tree work. Right? And I'm not talking Christmas tree work, although, you know, hey, you could definitely do that. But I'm talking more of, you know, cleaning up some of our trees, our shade trees, our flowering trees, right? Getting rid of some of that dead and damaged. Getting rid of some of the sucker growth. Cleaning up some of them as well. Now, I know a number of tree guys in the industry, and they like the, you know, they like the late winter when it's just starting to warm up, and the early spring as the perfect time to do any of the tree pruning, right? That pruning that you go into the tree and you can walk around in the big ones and do some cleanup of dead wood. They like the winter months when there's no leaves because they can actually kind of see where they're going a little bit more and where they're throwing and all those things. It's just easier to do. It's not great when it comes to the temperature. But the fact of the matter is they still do this work during those winter months, and so can you. And I'm not saying go out there and climb some trees, climb a couple trees, prune out some of the deadwood. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking more, some of your smaller shade trees in the yard. Maybe you got a couple birch trees or weeping cherries in the yard that you're just doing a little bit of cleanup, right? Maybe it's, going into that pear tree they have out there. We're not looking for partridges at this point. We're looking for sucker growth, right? We want to get rid of some of that sucker growth on some of the pear trees and say this is a good time as any. Because, again, we talk about the winter winds pulling moisture from your plants. Now, sucker growth is a water sprout. So sucker growth is pulling water away from the plant itself. Now, sucker growth, you could say, all right, yeah, I want that to dry out. But when it's on your plant, it's attached to your plant, it's pulling moisture away at the same rate as the wind is pulling it away. So it's a double whammy. So getting rid of some of that sucker growth is definitely a thing to do, before winter comes, really, or even during winter months. Just protect your plants, protect your investments, and by cutting out the sucker growth, it's really going to help you. Now, what else can we be doing outside? Well, if the leaves haven't been completely cleaned up, and the ground has no snow on it, this is the perfect time as any. Middle of December, the ground's probably pretty frozen at this point. Maybe not, maybe getting there. But those leaves that you're talking about using as a coverage for some of your perennial beds, now's the time to blow them into that area. I mentioned a number of weeks ago that if you want to use the leaves and the compost that you make, and leaving the leaves in the yard, but you don't want to put them in those areas just yet because the season, the ground hasn't frozen. Well, middle of December is a good time if you haven't, and you've put all of that into one spot to start pulling some of those leaves into the perennial beds, putting them into the garden, right? If you have a veggie garden, throw all the leaves on top of it, right? Let it just break down. And then in the spring, some of you can rototill it in. Some will. Some will put some lime over it, let it break down over the winter. Some will have, winter rye during the winter on their gardens. So many different options. If you listen to me every once in a while, you do hear me talk about in your veggie gardens, leaving some of the stems so those root systems have those micronutrients left in there. So maybe it's leaving the leaves on top of them, letting it break down, creating a compost into it, and then mixing as you replant. Maybe it's taking some of those leaves and mulching them up a little bit, right? Mulching them up so that they're broken down a little bit so they make that compost easier. They make that coverage a little bit more on a veggie garden. So when you do go to mix it in, it's a little bit easier. We're not moving giant leaves into the pile, right? We've had some leaves that have broken down. So just some ideas of things to do at this time of year, right? Doesn't necessarily mean just because it's December, we're done outside. I've seen a number of years where middle of December, it's still nice out. I remember, might have been 10 years ago at this point, maybe a little bit more. I was working at my old place and somebody came in December. It was December. The ground hadn't froze yet. And they still wanted to put grass seed down. Now, it was a wholesale guy, so I know what they were doing. But the fact of the matter is, it was December, the ground hadn't frozen, and they still put grass seed down. I mean, if it's nice enough, I guess. It's not going to do the greatest thing in the world, but what I'm saying is just because it's December doesn't mean we stop gardening. We can move indoors, but we got to protect our investments of all the time that we've spent outside. Now, I'm sure you had a number of perennials, maybe roses, and some shrubs and trees that didn't make it during last year's drought conditions, right? So 2022, we had a major drought, you know, what they call it, like a 100-year drought. So probably a lot of your perennials and roses and smaller shrubs didn't make it. You probably replaced them this year. Well, let's not get into the winter and then hear, oh, it's going to be the coldest day like ever on Mount Washington. We should probably protect our plants. Let's do it early and make sure it's taken care of early so that our plants make it through and we're not repurchasing them next year. That's kind of where I'm coming from, right? You know, I know, because I saw it out there, lots of perennials, lots of roses didn't make it through last year's winter. So add some extra protection to them. Think about those guys before the winter months hit and say, all right, spend some money on them. I'm going to protect my investment. Now, you should have already done some, you know, some cleanups and all those things on those plants. Right? Get rid of some of the, you know, certain perennials you need to cut back, certain perennials you don't need to cut back. But we definitely need to protect them. And so, if you haven't done it, look at doing it. So, just some thoughts that, you know, we don't want to have to rebuild our garden year after year. It's always great to expand it. It's not great to have to start over every year. And so we've given a number of ways now for different things that you could be doing to protect your garden. So I definitely think I think if you follow some of these, you're going to have a better garden for years to come. Now, we're not taking calls today, so don't anybody give us a call. We're it's all live content, but it's taped prior to today, right? So no calls. But I'll be back in a few weeks. I just need to take a little bit of time off for some I'm calling it preventative maintenance, and I'll be back better than ever with all gardening stuff as soon as I can. But live content is what we're trying to for the weeks that I'm missing. As I said earlier, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to join us today, looking for some great information. I mean, we touch on everything. Decided, you know what? We usually do just two segments. I called Karen and said, hey, I want to do four segments. I want to double the amount of time. And I could hear Karen saying, okay, yeah, I'll do that. Because Karen loves to help out and loves to make sure that, you know, the listener is taken care of. But I know she was kind of like, oh man, I have to talk for a full hour. So, well, it's fun. It's going to be exciting. So she'll be on at the 8 o'clock hour. So we definitely look forward to that. Tons of timely information. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative. In the meantime, go to their website at natural-alternative.com. Take a look around, you know, go to the different products and take a look. We're going to talk about ice melt, the two types of ice melt that they have. We're going to talk about, you know, gift giving. We're going to talk about fertilizer. We're going to talk about the lawn as well. And I'm a lawn guy. I love the lawn. I love talking about the lawn. My lawn's not very great, I'll tell you that much, but I love talking about lawns and discussing it and all the different ways to make it happen. So we'll talk that definitely with Karen in the 8 o'clock hour, so we look forward to that. But middle of December, Christmas spirit time, Christmas time, You know, if you are looking at going with a live Christmas tree this year, and the ground's not frozen, think about digging that hole today. Getting that hole dug so that when you're done with the plant inside, you can plant it right away after, you know, after a few days of getting it reacclimated to outside, you can definitely do it. But we're definitely looking at getting that hole dug early if you can. So that's your live Christmas tree. I know we talk, you know, when you go into a garden center and you're like, oh, I need some Christmas trees. You know, I need my live Christmas tree. Like, oh, yeah, we have all the cut ones here. Yeah, well, they're not live anymore, but they're definitely the Christmas trees that you're looking for. So anyways, we're going to take a break. When we get back, more timely information for your garden in this area is Christmas time. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Just giving tons of information and things to do this time of year. Now we're 15 days away from Christmas, so 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, the men out there can start Christmas shopping. I know that a number of us out there say December 24th, I still got time. But let's talk some Christmas items to give to someone, right? I've been saying it for weeks. A gardener isn't looking for, well, they might be, but they're not looking for that newest gadget. They're not looking for, 75 different ways to use whatever, right? They might be looking for something for the garden. Maybe it's a gift certificate to your local garden center. Maybe it's a house plant. Maybe it's seeds. Maybe it's a grow light. All these different things make great gifts for the gardeners. If I were given a grow light and some plants to just grow in my house, I would love it. I don't need another, gift that's gonna, pick up dust. I want something that I might be able to bring outside and use. So this year, give a loved one who's, that garden person, something that they can use all season. Now, we've talked in the past couple of weeks of different books. Last week I definitely talked a lot about this book, Month by Month Gardening in New England. That's a great one. But take a look at some different gardening books. Now, if your loved one is really into veggies, see if you can find anything, from the past in the Victory Gardens, right? I'm talking, all the years of the Victory Gardens have. There's a number of books out there. If you have one that's looking for specific types of gardens, find your perennial books, right? So many out there. I mean, hundreds upon hundreds of books out there. Having those to do that research for the spring, this is the perfect time to do it. And this is when I say, go search as many of the websites as possible out there, right? Take a look at them and say, I might sign up for this newsletter. You know, there are so many different newsletters that will give you information during the winter months. I think it's perfect, right? I subscribe to a bunch. One of them that I use is the Spruce, right? I always am looking at gardening know-how, right? It's another good one. I just, you know, in the past few weeks, signed up for one. I believe it's called The Sill. Now, it's like a retail-type center selling products, but every once in a while, they have some good articles with information, right? So that website, you know, it's called The Sill. But I got an email that was just saying, what plant size works best for your space? And giving tons of different information of, like, what a small plant would take up, what a medium, a large, and then give you some other ideas. You know, a number of weeks ago, it was different insects on houseplants and how to take care of them. So what I'm saying is it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, our newsletter, the Paul Parent Garden Club newsletter. I want you to subscribe to a bunch of newsletters to get information. Now, the next few weeks are probably going to be ones where you're getting like 100 of them a week. You know, it's like every day you're like, oh my God, just go to the delete file and just hit and delete all, right? But after Christmas, after that season, when you're looking at some different things and wanting to be ready for the next season, this is where those newsletters come into play. So it's definitely worth it. I highly recommend it. Again, one of my favorites is the Spruce. So it's thespruce.com. And it's not just about gardens. They have so many other parts of it. It's all throughout everything you do at the house. So you might find something cool in a different department or a different, like, feel, right? So definitely something to be doing this time of year. Newsletters, just weekly, perfect time to do it. Another one, Burpee. Love that website. Go to it all the time. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We get back. More information for what you can be doing in the garden and out of the garden this time of year. So we'll be back in a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.